It's Saturday night in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world. And here on the stage of the Ryman Auditorium is the 1,081st broadcast of the Grand Ole Opry. Tonight, starring Hank Snow. But she had unfaithful ways, made me feel I was unwanted,
so unwanted,
like the bats and the bears in Miller's Cave. I couldn't stand the way she did me, couldn't take her low down way before I stay. I'll go live with the bears in Miller's Cave. I caught her out one
Sunday morning
with a man they call Big Dave, meanest man in Waycross,
Georgia.
I'd rather fight him out alive in Miller's Cave.
Miller's Cave.
I send you pay. I took their cheat and scheme and bones to Miller's Cave. That
woman made
me feel unwanted, but I showed her I was free. Most wanted man in the state of Georgia, but they'll never find me 'cause I'm lost in Miller's Cave.
Miller's Cave.
The singing ranger, Hank Snow, and one of his latest recorded numbers, Miller's Cave. And thank you, Hank, and welcome once more to another session of the world-famous Grand Ole Opry. Well, tonight, we're going to be presenting such opera notables as Miss June Carter, that funny man from the Great Smoky Mountains, Archie Campbell, Chet Atkins and his guitar, String Bean and his banjo, the Jordanaires, Tommy Jackson and his fiddle, Ben Smathers and all the Stony Mountain Cloggers, and as Hank's very special guests, those three boys have been sweeping the country music world by storm with their wonderful singing, Tom Paul and the Glazer Brothers. The boys will be out in just a few minutes to sing us one of their great folk tunes, friends. But right now, it's time we listen to the wit and wisdom of that gentleman who hails from Bulls Gap, Tennessee. In fact, he's the mayor, Archie Campbell.
Thank you very much, Hank. Now, I ain't going to take too much of your time here tonight, friends, but I have been asked by a lot of the married men here tonight to give them a few tips on how to get along with your wife. Well, I can tell you, boys, there ain't but one way to get along with your wife, and that's be rough on her. Right, boys?
Right.
You've got to treat them rough. Now, you take me, for instance. I beat my wife up every morning.
Me too.
I do. I beat her up every morning. I get up at 6, and she gets up at 7. I have to her. I'd never get the housework done. But I'll tell you one thing. We've got a good arrangement, me and my wife. There's nothing I wouldn't do for her, and there's nothing she wouldn't do for me.
That's fine.
And that's the way it's been ever since we got married. We do nothing for each other. I got her told off this morning, but good, I'll tell you that. I had that woman down on her hands and knees begging me. Had her down on her hands and knees begging and pleading. She said, please come out from under that bed and fight like a man. And boys, that's where I showed her who was boss. I stayed under there for 2 hours. Now you take Hank Snow, and you can take him. Because I've had enough of him. But now, he told me to use a different approach. Now, he says be nice to him. Well, it won't work. I've tried it 3 days ago. I went home. I thought I'd be nice to her and see if that would work. Went home, had me a big bouquet of roses and a new pack of Sin Sin. Walked up to the door and knocked on the door. She come to the door, and I grabbed her and give her a big hug and a kiss. I said, honey, it's your ever-loving husband. Here's your 11 roses because the 12th rose is you. She looked at the flowers, and she looked at me and started bawling. I said, what are you crying about? She said, Lord, this has been a terrible day for me. Said, first thing this morning, the washing machine broke, the refrigerator won't work, Junior's got the measles, and now you come home drunk. I decided right then you can't get along with women, so I've decided you can do without them, and I told her so.
Yes, you did. I know you did.
I says, we can do without women. She said, you can't do without women either. She says, if it wasn't for women, who'd cook your meals? I said, by granted, I'd eat in a restaurant. She says, well, if it wasn't for women, who'd do your washing in honor? I said, send it to the laundry. She said, okay, smart aleck, I got you now. Said, if it wasn't for women, who'd sew the buttons on your britches? I said, if it wasn't for you dead blame women, we wouldn't have to wear no britches.
All right, thank you, Archie Campbell, ever so much.
Now it's guest time on the show, so let's have a great big opera welcome for three fine boys who sing a great song, the Glaser Brothers. Tom, Paul, and Jim and Joe, welcome to the Grand Ole Opry.
Well, thank you, Hank. We're certainly glad to be here with you.
These boys are newcomers to the Opry. In fact, they are just about the newest members, but they sing like veterans of a good many years. Just to show you what I mean, here are the Glaser Brothers with their very own treatment of a great old folk tune, 21 Miles, fellas.
Mighty long way when you're walking all alone, when you're walking all alone. I went to see my true love, she lives in yonder town. But when I asked her to marry me, my true love turned me down. True love turned me down. 21 miles to home. 21 miles to home. 21 miles is a mighty long way when you're walking all alone. When you're walking all alone. She threw her arms around me. She kissed me once and then. She said her heart could not be true. But asked, could we still be friends? As could we still be friends? 21 miles to home, boy. 21 miles to home. 21 miles is a mighty long way when you're walking all alone. When you're walking all alone.
I walked away from my true love. My heart was heavy as lead. And started down this lonesome road, the blues dancing in my head,
the blues dancing in my head. 21 miles to home, boys, 21 miles to home. 21 miles is a mighty long way when you're walking all alone, when you're walking all alone.
Grant, everybody tells me things are going great guns out at Old Hickory Lake. The fish are biting, and the swimming's perfect, and the water skiers are having a ball.
I guess that's right, Hank. I wouldn't know. I've been too busy just enjoying the warm weather around home, you know, just relaxing and puffing away on my pipe.
loaded with that mild and mellow good taste in Prince Albert's smoking tobacco, I reckon.
Well, what else? Prince Albert's a favorite with me, just like it is with so many other pipe smokers or roll your own fans. PA is always so fresh, and it's crimp cut, so it packs right in a pipe or stays put in a making cigarette. Always burns steady and even without any unpleasant hot spots.
Grant's right, folks. PA is the favorite with smokers everywhere. Like we always say, the proof is in the puffin', and your own taste tells you why Prince Albert's got the flavor most favored in the USA.
So why don't you try some, neighbor, and then you'll know why Prince Albert is America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
Comes to square dancing, it's hard to beat Ben Smathers and all the Stony Mountain Cloggers, especially when Tommy Jackson is on hand to fiddle one of the real old-timers. Cork it, dear, and here to do the calling is Jimmy Sell.
Thank you, Hank.
And the boat middle, go to the middle lady, don't be go round, round, shaking down there, that liquid jar the ground. Swing your swing, my swing, that girl will be your fine. Take your time all the way around, get your partner from it. That's it, my friend.
Thank you, Tommy, and all the Stony Mountain Cloggers. Friends and neighbors, this is one of the sacred numbers from an album of ours that we did some time back, so as we sing it, if you feel like you'd like to join in, we'd be only too glad to have you. And now here with the able assistance of one of America's leading quartets, the Jordanaires, is The Last Mile of the Way.
If I walk in the pathway of duty, if I work till the close of the day, I shall see the great King in His beauty when I've gone the last mile of the way, when by Christ I proclaim the glad story. If I seek for His sheep gone astray, sure He will show me His glory when I've gone the last mile of the way. When I've gone the last mile of the way, I will rest at the close of the day.
Thank you so very much, and thank you, Jordanaires, for a fine job. And now we come to the spot in the show where we feature the work of one of the truly great guitarists in the country. Let's have a big round of applause for Chet Atkins as he plays a grand old one, Limehouse Blues. Ah, thank you, Chet. Thank you so much. That was great. And now, I want to take just a moment to introduce one of the Opry's truly great performers. The little gal with the great big smile, little June Carter.
June, come over here. I want to talk to you. You've already embarrassed me to death. What did you wipe your nose on the curtain for?
Well, Archie, I didn't wipe my nose on
you
that curtain.
You most certainly did. You wiped your nose on that curtain. I saw you.
I did not. Well, I did not wipe my nose on that curtain.
Well, what did you do?
I wiped that curtain on my nose is what I done. Get over here.
Well, the only thing in the world for you to do is get on the other side and apologize.
Well, there's some
important people here tonight, and I think you ought to apologize.
Well, I wanted to be friends with everybody, Archie, but I ain't never apologized to nobody, and I don't reckon I know how.
I'll show you how. I'll tell you exactly what to do, and you just say what I say, and it'll be all right.
Okay, you just be sure you don't say nothing I shouldn't say, that's all.
Don't you worry about that.
Okay, I'll say what you say. You go ahead.
All right.
I won't apologize.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Okay. Gentlemen and ladies.
No, it's ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen.
Gentlemen and ladies.
June, it's ladies and gentlemen. See, the ladies always go before the gentlemen.
Not around the Grand Ole Opry, they don't.
No?
They go after them. I seen him. I seen Tommy Jackson a minute ago. He hadn't.
Well, let's go ahead with the apology. In behalf of our indefatigable manager.
What?
On behalf of our indefatigable manager.
Do you reckon I ought to say that?
Yes, go ahead and say it. On behalf of our indefatigable manager.
Okay. In the grass with our big fat manager. Well, that's what you said. I wouldn't have said that if that had been me.
We wish to express our sincere thanks.
Right here?
Yes. We wish to express our sincere thanks.
We wish to scratch our shins and shanks.
Cut that out. Cut out that scratch.
It itches.
For the liberal patronage.
For the liver and cabbages.
No. Which you have bestowed upon us this evening.
Which you throwed all over us this evening.
And we wish to stipulate.
And we wish to spit in the lake.
No. It's not spit in the lake, stipulate.
I don't think I can spit that fur that splattering anyhow.
That our oldest ancestors were the butt of a rare anecdote.
What? Would you say that again, please?
That our oldest ancestors were the butt of a rare anecdote.
That's what I thought you said.
Say it.
That our oldest saint sister has been butted in the rear by a nanny goat.
This is Hank Snow. You know, the proof is in the puffin. Well, right now I'm fixing to sing you a little song about Prince Albert smoking tobacco. Oh, the proof is in the puffin', in the puffin', in the puffin'. And P.A. has the flavor, the flavor, the flavor. The proof is in the puffin', and P.A. has the flavor most favored in the U.S.A. Oh, the proof is in the puffin', in the puffin', in the puffin'. And P.A. has the flavor, the flavor, the flavor. The proof is in the puffin', and P.A. has the flavor most favored in the U.S.A. Yes, sir, Prince Albert sure is worth singing about. Like I sang, the proof is in the puffin'. P.A.'s mild and mellow flavor is the favorite with making men everywhere. So roll your next cigarette with mild, tasty Prince Albert smoking tobacco. Railroad songs have always played a big part in the folk music of this country, right from the start, clear on down to the present era of the big streamliners. And here to sing us one of those train songs, our guests, the Glazel Brothers, as they tell the story in song of The Wreck of the Old Number 9, fellas.
On a cold and stormy night, not a star was in sight, and the cold north wind come howling down the line. With his sweetheart so dear, stood a brave engineer with his orders to pull old number 9.
She kissed him goodbye with a tear in her eye, for the joy in her heart she could not hide.
For the whole world seemed right when she told him that night
that tomorrow she'd be his blushing bride.
He spun around the hill and his brave heart stood still, for a headlight was shining in his face. Oh, he whispered a prayer, then he threw on the air, for he knew this would be his final race. In the wreckage he was found, lying there on the ground, and he asked them to lift his weary head. As his breath slowly went was the message he sent to the maiden he thought he was to wed.
There's a little white house that I bought for our own, and I thought we'd be happy by and by.
But I'll leave it to you, for I know you
at
the Golden Gate. Ah, wonderful boys. That's the only word that I could find for it. And our special thanks to you for being here on the show with us this evening. Now, here's another of our featured performers, the old Kentucky Wonder himself with his banjo, String Bean and Train Special 500. Big
Betty, what makes you sleep so sound? When the highway robbers are coming, they'll tear your clay house down. Wake up, wake up, little Betty, what makes you sleep so sound? How can you lay there sleeping and slumbering when your true love is gone away? Wake up, wake up, little Betty, and go get me my gun. Well, I ain't no man for trouble, but I'll die before I run. Well, the last time I saw little Betty was in the hills of Tennessee. She had a pistol in her hand and a banjo on her knee.
All right, thank you, String. And now for that last song, our star, Hank Snow, with the other side of his latest record, Change of the Tide.
On days like this, we would linger by the ocean, and we would dream as we lay there side by side. I don't know why, but one day you got the notion to
worse.
But jealousy in my heart I could not hide. Oh, I don't believe it was really your intention. In your eyes I saw the changing of the tide. Now you've gone. Up the whole ball of yarn, folks, but before we leave, may I say how nice it was having you here at the Grand Ole Opry. And I know that you'll want to hear next week's show because our good friend Ray Price will be head man and we'll have Jan Howard along as his guest. Now, this is Hank Snow saying thanks and we'll be seeing you next week at the Grand Ole Opry.
Smoking more now, but enjoying it less.
Have a real cigarette. Have a Camel.
So good.
Have a Camel cigarette.
So rich.
Have a real cigarette. Have a Camel.
So mild.
Have a Camel cigarette.
And here's the reason why.
Best tobacco makes the best smoke.
Have a Camel cigarette.
You can say that again.
Best tobacco makes the best smoke. Have a Camel cigarette.
If you're smoking more these days but enjoying it less, then change to Camels, the best tasting cigarette of all.
Have a Camel!
Start to really enjoy smoking again.
This portion is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.